Good day to everyone, and welcome to this meditation. There are times, especially when I was a relatively new meditator, that I had two different things I would tell myself about meditation. And different times, different ones, and the kind of mindsets that I had for it. And one of them was, and particularly I used these when things were challenging, if I had a lot of physical pain or something that was difficult to be present for. And the first one, I would say to myself, moment by moment, that I would just be present for this moment and then the next moment. And I'd try to be content with just being here for this. And that would be, and then I can somehow, if it was just this moment, that's all there was, then I could be with the difficulty. The other thing that I would do is say to myself, what if this is forever? Whatever was happening, what was this? This was it. And I suppose there could be a reason to despair or be depressed or something. But for me, when I said that, what if this is forever? Then there was no reason to fight it, no reason to try to change it or try to escape it. It was just, okay, this is what I have to accept. And that also would loosen up something in my mind. That would also make it easier for me to, okay, this is what I'm going to stay here for. So those two mindsets are used sometimes, and the consequence of both of them was okay, this is it. I'm just going to steadily do my practice, show up, be present in an ongoing way. And this ongoingness, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is where I am. And if sometimes that wasn't so difficult to do, if things were going well, but, you know, there were all kinds of times when it wasn't going so easily. But this is what I'm doing. And this kind of inspiration to the ongoing step by step by step, or breath by breath, moment by moment, just this. And this taught me to set the course. It taught me not to be so caught up in goals and trying to achieve things and trying to change my experience or get away from it. And it taught me to really appreciate, to value, to even enjoy the momentariness of each moment of showing up, of being here, being here, being here. And then sometimes as I got into that, then there started to be kind of a flow in the present moment, this movement with the present moment, ongoingness that at some point felt like more like I was carried by the present moment rather than having to show up for the present moment. But there's, you know, this steady, very simple, calm, kind of a modest approach to meditation. Just the ordinary ongoingness of this moment. Not making it complicated, not making it looking for something grand and wonderful, not belittling anything, not denying anything, not criticizing anything. Not being in some ways for or against anything, just the ongoingness. It's kind of like going for a walk up the mountain where there's all kinds of things on the mountain. Difficult things to see, wonderful things to see, steep, difficult places, rocky territory, smooth, easy places to walk. But if it's a long, long way up to the top of the mountain, it's just the ongoing step and step and step and step. So, the ongoingness of practice, the ongoingly momentariness of each moment of practice. So, to prepare yourself for that journey, establish yourself in a posture that seems conducive to remembering to be present. A posture that supports you or guides you into being present for your experience. And so perhaps a posture that is a little bit intentional. A little bit like you're really in the posture. A little bit more, slightly more alert than usual. Not overemphasizing being relaxed and comfortable, but not looking to be uncomfortable either. But so there's a little bit of intentionality. And gently close your eyes. And then gentling yourself and your body. A gentling of your inner life. Maybe a few deeper breaths, maybe today, deep enough to be half of how full you can breathe. A little bit more than you would without effort, but a little effort to fill your lungs. And then that gentle releasing of all that on the exhale. So here too, there's an intentionality in how you're breathing for a few breaths. And the intentionality of the practice is a way of gathering yourself in the present moment. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And part of this intentionality is the intentional activity of relaxing, to soften and relax the muscles of your face, to soften and relax your shoulders. To soften and relax your belly. And then becoming aware of your body breathing. And here, with each breath, each inhale and each exhale, settling in for the ongoingness of one moment at a time of attention. One moment after another. One step, in a sense, in the ongoing journey of being present here and here and now and to bring a little bit of relaxed intentionality, a sense of purpose or dedication, maybe even devotion, to calmly, steadily going on with being here now, with this, perhaps being supported by the ongoingness of breathing. Breathing keeps breathing over and over again, there to remind you to be present, moment by moment, ongoingly. Being mindful of the ongoingness of mindfulness. The simple, calm ongoingness of now and now and now. As we come to the end of this sitting, I'd like to apply the idea of ongoingness of practice to kindness, to ongoing kindness. And one orientation that has supported me in this regard is to imagine that kindness can be very simple and modest, that it can be a simple interior attitude that I carry with me ongoingly without needing to express it externally in words or in deeds, and just giving myself that permission not to need to express it externally makes it easier to be devoted to it internally, not to give it up, not to allow it to be an ongoingness, an ongoing friendliness or ongoing warm-hearted caringness that's not dramatic, maybe unnoticed by others. And the ongoingness is to be very careful not to sacrifice it or give it up easily, but to stay in the simplicity of private feeling of kindness as you go through with the day. An interior feeling of goodwill or caringness. And so in this way, knowing that it doesn't have to be expressed externally, maybe it's easier to end the sitting with a wish for the welfare and happiness for others. May whatever benefit that has come from this meditation today, may it keep each of us close to an interior kindness of wishing all beings to be happy, wishing all beings to be safe, wishing all beings to be peaceful, and wishing all beings to be free. And that we, in simple, appropriate ways, stay close to this wish, open to the possibility of contributing to the welfare of others. May all beings be happy.